Hey guys, thanks for tuning in again for another episode of the Uproar Podcast. This week, we're going to dig into what it really means to see a harvest in your life. Check it out.
Uproar Conference, thank you so much for listening. If you can go ahead and... I messed it up, but that's all right. 3, 2, 1. We are so grateful that you're listening to the podcast today. I want to encourage you to listen to the next three as we come up on Uproar Conference July 26th, 27th, and 28th. Why should you listen to every single one of them? Because I believe this series, this three-week series on our Uproar Thoughts, can be a game changer on how you experience life and conferences. So go ahead, buckle in, get ready. God's going to do something crazy in your life. My question is this. Ready? How many matches or how many trees does it take to make one match? Obviously, it's only one tree, and that one tree can probably make a million matches? But how many matches does it take to destroy 1 million trees? It would only take one match to do a mighty amount of damage. And I believe that God is raising up a generation of one matches, of one person that will say, I'll be the one that God can use. I'll be the one that God can use to turn this generation upside down. I'll be the one. See, a lot of what God is looking for in every generation is simply people that will say, yes. It was David that said yes. It was the prophets that said yes. It was the disciples that said yes. And he's still today looking for people that will say yes. And you can be the one that it spreads like a wildfire, but it's about availability. And this is really extremely important. Our desire, our availability, what we really want in our life is going to determine where we go and what we have, right? Think about this. There's a man, an old school revivalist, Leonard Ravenhill. He said it like this. He said, we don't have revival or an experience or an excitement or people coming to Jesus like we read about in the Bible, simply because we're okay with living without it. We're okay with living with so many other things other than living with Jesus and what he has for us. And what we desire the most is what we will have. My wife, so funny. I pick on her all the time saying that she stalked me. My wife stalked me. And she really did. I don't care what anybody else tells you. She was really stalking me for a while. But she had a desire of me. She diligently sought me. She started showing up at my parents' house Sundays after church. I was like, what is this girl doing? But she desired me. Therefore, she started to chase. And man, we're married now, two awesome kids. But the desire was there. See, what do you desire most in life? And what you desire most in life is what you will have. Hebrews chapter 11 says it like this. He says, the Bible says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I love that when we diligently seek him, because we all want to grow in Jesus. We want a greater relationship with Jesus. We want these things inside of Jesus. And I love how Psalm chapter 24, verse 3 and 4 says it. It says, who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to falsehood, who does not swear deceitfully. See, ascension, or your growth, or your being lit, or your excitement, your passion, your desire for Jesus is all about your yes. If you want to ascend, you need to say yes to Jesus and no to sin. You need to say yes to relationship and no to sin. See, your growth in your relationship is going to lead to purity. And we know that purity is a huge portion of growing in godliness. When we have purity, it's simply saying, I love Jesus so much, I hate sin. Some people try to make it like this and they do it wrong. They try to make their relationship with Jesus about, well, I can't do that. I shouldn't touch that. And that's true. But they make it about rules of do less bad. But in reality, Jesus said love more. And it's funny how we do that, isn't it? We try to do less bad instead of love Jesus more. And when we love Jesus more, naturally, we're going to go away from sin and closer to Jesus. And that's really what our desire needs to be. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, that's who can ascend the hill of God. A desire for God will produce purity in your heart. Give me Jesus, man. Give me Jesus. I don't want sin. I want Jesus. But this is the mistake a lot of people make. They try to fit God into their lifestyle instead of living a godly lifestyle. And that's the big difference. We need to live godly lifestyles that we're so obsessed, so excited, so passionate, so enamored, so joyous in the things of God that sin is not even interesting anymore. And when we can do that, man, growth in relationship, purity in heart, we'll go on a supernatural crash course. Man, you've seen people excited about Jesus. They tell anybody and everybody. And really, it boils down to this. It boils down to your yes to Jesus. And I want to encourage you, man, like, what would your yes look like? Hey, who's it going to be? Who's going to say yes? We oftentimes in church look around at other people and like, well, they should do it. They worship really good. They do it. They're really good at talking. They should do it. They're from a good family. And that's not it at all, man. Who's it going to be? God will use those who say yes. What can God do with you when you're on fire? What can God do with you when you have a clean hand and a pure heart? Because in reality, you determine how far you go with God. You determine how much you impact. You have a great determination on that. And I believe this will be the generation that turns the world upside down. But it's not going to happen by sitting back. It's not going to happen by hoping God does it. It's going to happen by saying, God, here's my yes. I'm the match. Light me. I'm here. I'm available. I want to be used. I want to be utilized by you. God, here I am. We need to desire God in a move of God. And when we desire God in a move of God, he'll use you. Man, he'll use you every single time. But we get so caught up with boys and girls and sports and jobs and all these other things that we forget about a desire for Jesus. One of my greatest regrets is not being passionate about Jesus in high school. Man, I brought friends to church left and right, but if I was passionate, I know my friends would have served Jesus too. And I just think, what would my high school have looked like? What would their lives look like now? What could my church look like? What would the kingdom of heaven look like if I was passionate about Jesus like I was now, back in high school? I don't want you to have to look at that regret. I want to encourage you guys, say yes to Jesus today and watch him use you. The biggest thing you can do before conference is say yes now and start getting excited about what he's going to use you for. Not waiting to get to conference and say yes, but to go to God today with a repentant heart. Say, here I am. I turn from my sin and I turn all the way to you. Use me. Use me to win this generation. Use me to bring my friends to Jesus. Use me to win my school. Use me to win my family. That's, at that point, when you go from just being another person to being someone God will use. From going and being just another tree in the forest to being a match that can then light the whole forest on fire. If you're listening to the podcast, I want to say thank you. We're excited to see you soon. We're excited to see you in the next couple weeks. We believe that God's going to use this conference to launch and to absolutely turn this world upside down. We want to see you here July 26th, 27th, 28th in Elmira, New York. Also, if you could share this with your friends, your pastors, your the people in your youth group, we'd love to get this message out because God is still moving. God is still alive, and he wants to use this generation.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.